Welcome to our latest midweek podcast. We're in 1 Samuel today, chapter 22, and we're just going to look at the last verse of that chapter, verse 23, where David is speaking to frightened Abiathar, and David says, "Stay with me, do not be afraid, for he who seeks my life seeks your life. With me you shall be in safe keeping." You may remember something of the wider story from our series in 1 Samuel a few years ago in the evening services, more recently in the morning. King David has been anointed as Israel's next king. Saul is still on the throne, though, and Saul hates David by this stage, is desperate to destroy him. David is completely on the run. And now here David is, faced by this young man Abiathar, who is one of a number of priests who have just provided David with some support. They've been betrayed to King Saul, and the rest of them have just been slaughtered by Saul. Abiathar is the only one who's escaped. He's come running to David to tell him what's happened. And David speaks these words, "Stay with me, do not be afraid, for he who seeks my life seeks your life. With me you shall be in safe keeping." David, who of course acts as this great signpost towards the Lord Jesus, Israel's king, pointing forward to God's great king, Jesus, one of David's own descendants, as we've seen in the early chapters of Acts as well. Big signpost. So as we hear David speak these words, as we think of him saying them, they tell us so much about the Lord Jesus, don't they? As we imagine what Abiathar saw as he looked at him, the words he heard, it will broaden our understanding of what we find in the Lord Jesus when we go to him. First, think what David looks like. He does not look like what you would expect a king to look like at this stage. We might picture David as he was later on in his life, a great and obviously very glorious king, but not here. He is a man in danger. He's a man who is completely on the run, one who is opposed and rejected and betrayed, who looks very broken, very, very unimpressive indeed. And that, of course, points us forward to the Lord Jesus. We'd seen the Lord Jesus during his life on earth. There would hardly have been any points at all, apart possibly from his transfiguration, when he would have looked like we would imagine God's great king would look like. And it reminds us, he's one who sympathises. He's one who knows what it is to struggle, to face sorrows, a man of sorrow. He's a king who gets our struggles and our sorrows because he's been here too. He sympathises, even in heaven now, as he does reign in complete glory. He's one who's been here and who knows what it's like to be a human being like you and me. He's a king who sympathises. Secondly, he's a king who speaks such lovely words of invitation, doesn't he? "Stay with me," he says to Abiathar. "Stay with me," Jesus says to you and me as we turn to him today. He never turns away anyone who comes to him. He hates to see us drifting away from him towards other people, other things that we think might provide more safety too. In fact, it's lovely just to glance back at verse 2 of chapter 22, where here David is. He's completely on the run. He's hiding in a cave. Look what it says. "Everyone who is in distress, everyone who is in debt, everyone who is bitter in soul or discontented gathered to him." He's got quite a following, but look at the kind of people. What a motley crew he gathers who end up skulking towards him and joining him. And he's a king who's not ashamed to be seen with people like that. He looks at you and me as we come to him in our brokenness, as we gradually realise more and more what a mess we are, and never sends us away because we're not impressive enough for him, but always speaks these lovely words, "Stay with me," to you and me too. That's the Lord Jesus. He understands, he sympathises, he invites so wonderfully. And then lastly, he promises such lovely security. It's a promise we need, isn't it? See how David goes on. "Don't be afraid, he who seeks my life seeks your life." David knows that because Abiathar has identified himself with David by supporting him along with those other priests, Abiathar is a marked man. Saul would love to get his hands on and kill Abiathar too. There's something there for us with Jesus, isn't there? We've seen this in the book of Acts. Stand up with Jesus, trust him, and the world that went after him will come after us too. Jesus is very realistic about that. But David and the Lord Jesus speak such lovely words of promise, don't they? With me you shall be in safe keeping, David says. And Jesus says to you and me today. It doesn't mean that life will be easy. It doesn't mean that life won't be painful. It doesn't mean that people won't come after us and be able to do difficult things to us. Of course not. And yet Jesus promises us such security through life now. Nothing will separate us from his love. Those lovely words in Psalm 23, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. As we look to him, God's goodness, God's mercy, two things we just therefore can never shake off. They're always there keeping us, protecting us, safety through this life, however hard it may be. And then, of course, in the end, when one day we'll be with him and all suffering will be over. That's King David, and that's the one he points us to, the Lord Jesus. I wonder how you're feeling this week as we're halfway through another week, struggling perhaps in various ways. Well, look, and as we see David struggling, opposed, facing so many sorrows and difficulties, remember Jesus, who faced so many more, and think, I have a king who gets me. He understands what it's like to be me right now, a man of sorrows. You feeling unwanted perhaps, or lonely, even as lockdown lifts a bit, still really struggling with not being able to see those you'd love to see, or perhaps worrying about outstaying a welcome from others as you're so desperate for company? Well, hear these words of invitation. Stay with me, he says. Longs to have us close to him, longs to have us sticking with him. Feeling scared perhaps by opposition because we're Christians, or by this virus, or by the potential implications of this virus. We'll hear those lovely words at the end. With me, you shall be in safe keeping. He's got us. We're okay if we're with him. Let's pray and thank him for the kind of king that he is. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are such a wonderful king for people like us. We thank you that even as you rule in glory now, you do so as one who understands what it is to struggle and to face all kinds of hardships. Thank you that you can sympathise perfectly with us and therefore help us perfectly in our time of need. Thank you that you're a king who, in your kindness, wants people like us in all our mess, all the things that we get wrong, just all the things that make us so unattractive. Thank you that you never turn us away, but invite us to stay with you as we turn to you. Help us to do that, and not for a moment to think we could be safer or better provided for elsewhere. And we thank you that you promise such safety, that as we're with you, nothing will separate us from your love in this life, however hard things may be. You will provide what you know we need at every step of the way. And then we praise you for that promise that one day we'll be safely with you forever in heaven, in the new creation too. We thank you that you're a king who gets us, who invites us, who protects us so wonderfully. In your name, amen. And then let's pray for some in our church family right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your kindness in upholding Mark Stevens and Rachel and Luke and Holly and the wider family as well over these last couple of weeks, and especially last Friday with Mark's dad's funeral. Thank you for all that you did to strengthen and comfort them. Please help them in these days ahead. And we pray exactly the same now for Heather Wiper and for her family, for James, for Cameron, for Timothy, for her wider family, including her mum, as they mourn the loss of her father a week and a bit ago. We pray that you'd particularly help them and give them wisdom and unity as they plan his funeral. And we pray for Heather's mum, that she would be wonderfully provided for, that you would make sure that she gets just the right care that she needs. We pray for John and Jean Wall. We ask for John that you would help him to recover well, to regain his strength so that he can be discharged from hospital and reunited with Jean. We pray that you'd help her to know that he's in safe hands. And we pray so much that they'd both continue to be so wonderfully conscious of your loving care and provision for them. And we thank you too for the really good news that the slight lifting of lockdown means that Steve and Lydia's son Dan can finally get married to Abby. We praise you for Dan and Abby and for their patience and their trust in you through all the frustrations of the last few months with their wedding being cancelled. We thank you so much that they can now marry. We pray for wisdom, that you'd help them as they put together a wedding very quickly. We pray for a happy wedding day, and above all, that you bless them as they begin married life together and use them for the glory of your name and provide for them in every way. We ask all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the podcast. Do join for the pandemic prayer meeting on Friday morning if you can. Have a good rest of the week.